أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قيل ادخل الجنة، قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. Yesterday we spoke about Habib al-Najjar, who came to advise his people to listen to the prophets. But unfortunately, they thrashed him, they kicked him, they hit him, and they killed him. Now in this following verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining what was his condition. قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ It was said to him, enter into Jannah. Immediately, being a martyr, Allah ta'ala ushered him into Jannah. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ He said, would that my people had known how my Rabb had forgiven me and enlisted me and put me into the company of those that are very noble. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِن بَعْدِهِ مِن جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ And after him we did not send down on his people any army from the sky, and nor was there a need for us to do so. إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ It was just a single mighty blast, then behold, they were extinguished, dead, like dried ashes, cold and quenched. In these verses that we have recited now, one important lesson that Mufti Shafi Sahib makes in Ma'arif al-Quran is, when Habib al-Najjar was entered into Jannat, then still he thought of his people. Ya layta qawmi ya'lamoon. How I wish my people had known. How my Rabb had forgiven me. I wish they knew this, the reality of the life of the year after, of the life after death. And so they could see the reality and believe. They say a da'i, a person that calls his people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a man full of compassion and love. That he has concern for his people, coupled with love and compassion. Like a person has compassion for his own children, in his admonishment, in his advice, sometimes if he has to be a bit stern also, then all of that is coupled with deep love and compassion for them, that he wants to save them from going off the path, and he wants a better future for them. So a da'i has to have these qualities. Likewise, they say that when the Anbiya alayhimus salam were being told that you are a misfortune to us, and we're being threatened, لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ We will stone you, and you will receive from us a painful punishment. They say, look at their response. The Anbiya alayhimus salam never exchange hot words, nor did they become vulgar, nor did they show any sign of anger. In a cool, calm and collected manner, they responded to them, طَائِرُكُمْ مَعْكُمْ Actually, your misfortune is with you. أَإِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ What? Even if you are being reminded and admonished. So they were responding to them and responding to their arguments that they were putting forward, but they weren't doing it in a manner that they were being rude and they were being hot-headed. And likewise, in another verse, when Musa alayhi salam was being sent to Fir'aun, Allah Ta'ala says to him, قُولُوا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا Then speak to him soft and kind words. Now who was Fir'aun? Fir'aun was a tyrant that was killing children and killing babies in the thousands. And he was oppressing the Banu Israel. But still Musa alayhi salam is told that go and speak to him with kind and soft words. So there are so many lessons here that when a person is advising and admonishing, then he should not be hot-headed, he should not exchange hot words, he should not be vulgar, he should be kind and compassionate. The overwhelming quality in him should be his concern and his love for the people. The people can perceive that even in his sternness that he is being kind and he is being compassionate and he got this love for us. And in that way we find that the effect and the athar of the da'wat, as Mufti Shafi Sahib explains, it will have its effect. Otherwise, it won't have the effect that we desire. A person, like one of our elders says, is shouting, but the light is not on. So the person can't see where he is doing wrong, what he is doing. So they say, put the light on for him to see for himself, this is a snake, this is a thorn, this is where I'm going to fall. make him understand, make him see the light, hold his hand and guide him and show him with kindness, compassion, udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah, and with wisdom call him towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala mentions another point, that there was no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send an army from the sky. One angel is enough. If Allah ta'ala wants to use angels, then one angel is enough for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy mankind. Allah ta'ala has other creations and other ways of destroying mankind, if Allah ta'ala wills. But if Allah ta'ala had to use an angel, then one is enough. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this wasn't our plan for this town. We didn't have to send an army down from the sky, and we didn't have to do so. It was just one mighty blast, one mighty shrill and shriek. Jibreel alayhi salam held the two sides of the gates of the city, and he screamed, and he let out such a shriek that the people that were in the city could not bear to hear that shriek. All of them died on the spot. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ Allah says they were extinguished. Immediately they died, and they were like cold ash just laying there, and it had no significance. Therefore, we should always have this fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person is going off the path, maybe he's a Muslim also. But Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi used to say, if a person is sinning with his eyes, for example, remember Allah ta'ala is the one that gives and Allah is the one that can take. If a person is sinning with his eyes, he should have this fear that Allah can just snatch away my eyesight. All of a sudden it happened. Allah can take away my eyesight. I'm using my legs in haram, Allah can take away the function of my legs. I'm using my fingers in haram or my arms in haram, Allah can take away the function of that fingers and that arms. So our elders say, Allahumma la mani'a lima atait wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at. No one can stop what Allah gives, and no one can give what Allah prevents. So this should be in our mind. This is the lesson that we can take, that Allah Ta'ala didn't have to send an army down, and Allah Ta'ala had no need to do so. It was just one mighty shriek and one mighty blast. And then likewise, by way of extension, then we find that at certain times, we experience certain difficulties. Sometimes it's a plague, and sometimes it's a natural disaster. And these are all points for a person to reflect. These are signs to reflect that this ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ Some action has caused this reaction, and this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so a person can change and mend his ways before that time comes when there will be no chance for him to come back and to change. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding.